我们 test。我们今天会比较特别，是我们会以这个耶利米的话来里面的信息来分享今天的这个圣诞信息。
We are sharing the message of Christmas through the Jeremiah the prophet.
让我。我们今天的经文虽然是31-41节，不过因为相当长，所以我只念其中的四节。我念一句华文，彼得会念一句英文。
So the verses will be from Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 1 to 4 that we are reading today.
耶和华说：“日子将到，我要与以色列和犹太家另立新约。”
Verse 31. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah.
33节，耶和华说：“这些日子以后，我要以以色列所立的约乃是这样：我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上；我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。”
This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people.
34节，他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说，你该认识耶和华，因为他们从最小的到最大的都必认识我。我要赦免他们的罪孽，不再纪念他们的罪恶。这是耶和华说的。
No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, Know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord, for I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more.
37节，耶和华如此说：若能量度上天，巡查下地的根基，我就因以色列的后裔所行的去弃绝他们，这是耶和华说的，意思就是我永远不会放弃了，他的意思是这样。
Verse 37, this is what the Lord says, only if the heavens above can be measured and the foundations of the earth below be searched out, will I reject all the descendants of Israel because of all they have done, declares the Lord. That means the Lord will not abandon them.
让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父，我们恳求主，你的灵就在我们当中，因为你的灵是向我们启示，向我们引导，让我们能够真认识你。恳求主，你就帮助我们，叫我们因着认识你，我们愿意顺服，愿意生命改变。我们这样子祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
阿门。
弟兄姐妹，圣诞节快乐
！Merry Christmas, brothers and sisters。
我们在今年的这个降临节呢，我们重温了。通过这个灵修材料，我们重温了这个约翰福音第一章。
And through this period of Advent, the material that we've been using will be from the Gospel of John chapter 1.
希望我们是教牧们是希望说，我们这样子一节一节一节的来了解这个约翰福音第一章呢，让我们真的很深入的明白约翰所要传达的信息。
And the pastoral staff hopes that through every little bit or all the little verses, we will be able to remember the message of Christmas.
让你们知道，就是说，真的，神差耶稣来呢，就是要借着耶稣，让我们能够认识神自己。
And to let everyone understand that God sent Jesus so that we will get to know Jesus and know God.
而那些借着耶稣来认识神以后呢，当我们真正能够认识耶稣，能够信他的，这就成为我们的救恩。
And when we get to know Jesus and we believe in Him, this will become our salvation.
老实说，如果我们要真正认识耶稣的话呢，这可以说是一个细水长流的一个过程。
Honestly, to really get to know Jesus is a very enduring and continuous process of learning.
还记得那时候2016年转眼间就五年了。2016年的时候呢，我们儿童事工就说好，我们呢就要单单的教马可福音就好了。
And I remember in 5 years ago in 2016, the children ministry and ourselves we had decided that we just wanted to teach the gospel of Mark.
为什么单单这样子下定这种决心说我们单单教马可福音就好了呢？我们是希望说能够真的心无旁骛的单单借着马可福音我们好好的认识耶稣。
And why is it that we were just focused on the Gospel of Mark? Well, we decided that we just didn't want any distractions and just focus on learning Jesus through the Gospel of Mark.
所以要做这个过程呢，我们就开始研究。结果呢，研究以后呢，发现原来单单用马可福音啊，马可福音里面就至少有100处借用旧约。
And after some research and discovery, we find that, wow, just with the Gospel of Mark,there were already many references, more than 100 references to the Old Testament.
你要想象，单单马可福音本身呢，就用了超过100处的这个旧约经文，这是很惊人的数目。
And just the Gospel of Mark, and with more than 100 references, this is an amazing number.
我们要想象一下，100多处的这个旧约经文啊，我们如果儿童主日学，就算是每个礼拜都教。一个的话啊，也要用2年才能够教完它。
Just consider that for these 100 Old Testament references, if we were to teach just one reference a week, it would take us more than 2 years to complete this.
而今天的经文呢，这个耶利米书第31章呢，就是其中一个被新约所引用的旧约经文。
And today's verses in Jeremiah chapter 31 is one of the verses that has been used, as a reference.
虽然说是一个真的是一个细水长流的过程呢，不过我们都说嘛，就是万丈高楼从平地起，所以我们还是要一步一步的来做这件事情。
Although it's a long process, but towering buildings are built from the ground, so we have to start somewhere.
今年的这个圣诞节呢，我们就选择用这个耶利米书第31章呢，就是原因在这里了。
And the reason why this Christmas we decide to use the Jeremiah chapter 31, and the reason is here.
我们一点一点的来学，我们就是一起加油，一点一滴的，然后真的是希望能够水滴石穿，真的是最后很深入的了解耶稣。
And so let's be encouraged, and with the effort, it's perseverance, like dripping water, running through rocks. Let's do it step by step.
我们呢，先来思考一个问题。这个问题就是耶稣究竟完成了什么？
Let's consider the first question, and what has Jesus accomplished?
刚才儿童们也有读到约翰福音第1章，我就来念，从他的恩典里我们都领受了，并且恩上加恩。
Just now the children had also read from John chapter 1, and verse 16, out of his fullness,We have all received grace in place of grace already received, already given.
所以到底耶稣的这个恩典怎么说是恩上加恩呢？
How is this grace in place of grace already given?
在表达这个恩上加恩的时候呢，约翰就很刻意的来对比这个摩西跟耶稣。
When expressing this grace in place of grace already given, John,purposefully compared Moses and Jesus.
也就是说，第一个恩典呢，是借着摩西的恩典，然后第二个呢，是借着耶稣的恩典。
And that means that the first grace came from through Moses, and the second grace refers through Jesus.
所以才叫做恩上加恩。
And that is why it is grace upon or in place of grace already given.
所以我们先来了解这个摩西的恩典。
So let's come to understand the grace through Moses.
然后这个第一个借着摩西的恩典呢，基本上可以归纳为两样。
And this can be divided into two parts.
那第一个呢，大家很熟悉的呢，借着摩西的恩典呢，就是救赎的恩典啊。
And the first one will be the salvation grace from through Moses.
大家都很熟悉，就是耶稣对不起，就是摩西如何带领以色列子民呢？逃离脱离这个埃及法老，然后呢脱离这个埃及为奴的状况。
And I think everyone is familiar with the story of how Moses brought the Israelites to escape from Egypt and the Pharaoh from their slavery.
Yeah, 因为这样子呢，这个一群的子民呢才得以成型。
And so a group of people, a bunch of people had formed.
然后摩西真的又是哇历尽沧桑啊，然后最后呢把他们带领到这个应许地。
And through great ups and downs and turbulence, Moses brought them to the promised land.
而因这样子呢，我们才开始了以色列国。
And so that was the beginning of the nation of Israel.
所以也就是说，借着摩西所完成的这个救赎的恩典呢，其实它也是一个立国的恩典。
And so through Moses, the grace that was given is actually also the grace of nationhood.
如果我们说借着摩西才有以色列国呢，这个一点也都不为过。
Yeah, so it can also be said that it's only through Moses that the Israel, the nation, was born.
借着摩西完成的第二个恩典呢，就是传律法的恩典。
And the second grace through Moses is actually that of passing on the law.
律法的意义呢，就是要来建立神与子民之间的关系。
And the meaning of the law is actually to build the relationship between God and His people.
大家都明白吗？因为我们有关系，所以我们呢就要能够认识，特别是要让子民能够来认识神，能够明白神的心意。
And so because there's a relationship, so the law allows the people to know God.
只有因为有律法，子民呢才能够顺从神，才能够守护这个关系。
And so because of the law, then the people could understand what God wanted and they could obey what he wanted.
然后呢，这个也就是叫做立约。
And so this is also also known as the covenant.
然后借着，也就是说借着摩西的这个第二个恩典呢，就是让他们这个关系能够巩固，能够建立。
And so with this second grace that the relationship between God and his people could be established,
简单来说，就是以救赎能够立国。
And so simply said, that means with salvation they could establish the nation.
然后呢，以律法可以立约。
And with the law they could establish the covenant.
国就代表了我们现在有了一群的子民。
And so the nation referred to the people.
而约呢，就代表了我们现在跟神有了关系。
And so the covenant refers to the relationship between God and His people.
所以当我们说是恩上加恩的时候，确实。因为借着摩西呢，以色列能够成为一个充满恩典的子民。
And so the Israelites could be a people full of grace.
因为他们是一群与神有关系的子民。
Because they are people who have established a relationship with God.
也就是一群活在永恒生命里的子民。
And the people who have lived in an everlasting life with God.
不过很可惜，我们也知道，就是借着摩西的这个恩典呢，并没有完全的实现。
But we also know that the grace through Moses was not fully accomplished.
就像一个破碎的婚姻一样，神就说：“我虽然做了他们的丈夫，可是他们却背了我的约。”
Like a broken marriage, the Lord said, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them.
关于以色列如何背约，如何破裂这个婚姻关系呢？去年当我们分享这个先知书的时候，其实都已经讲过了，所以我就不多说了。
Regarding how the Israelites went against the covenant, we had already shared this when we shared about the prophets' books, the books of the prophets in the past, and I will not say anymore.
今天借着耶利米，我要带出来的重点呢？最重要的就是神没有因为这样子，没有因为这个关系破裂呢而放弃，没有。
But the important point I want to point out today through Jeremiah is that Lord did not, because of this broken relationship, he did not abandon the people.
所以神在今天的经文借着耶利米他说：“日子将到，我要与以色列和犹大家另立新约。”
Instead, in Jeremiah verse 31, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah.
而接下来，当他形容这个新约的这个特质呢，就是这个子民能够直接认识神。
And when he describes this new covenant, the special property is that the people could get to know God directly.
他们能够真的改变他们的心，真的能够遵守完成神的心意。
And they could change their hearts so that they could obey God.
而且他们不是单单靠着自己呀，能够多忠心呐，能够多顺服了，不是，是神自己亲自来完成这个工作。
And this was established not because of their own ability to be obedient, to be loyal, but it's actually through God's own work to accomplish this.
神自己宣告说：“我要将我的律法放在他们的心里，写在他们的心上。”
The Lord says in verse 33, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts.
而只有当这个子民能够直接的明白神的心意的时候呢，这才能够彻底的解决这个子民悖逆神的这个问题。
And it's only when the people could truly understand God directly, then this thoroughly resolve the problem of the rebellious nature of the people.
不单是这样子，今天的经文还有两个重要的宣告。
In addition, there are two declarations in today's verses.
他说，神说，我要以我创造主的这个名，我要来承诺，说我永远不会放弃这群子民。
The Lord says that he, as the creation God, he will promise that he will never abandon his people.
而且不单如此，他说耶路撒冷城也会成为一个永远的国，永远的圣城。
In addition, he also declares that Jerusalem will be forever a holy city.
这两个宣告呢，重点都是在于永远。
And the two declarations, the important point here is everlasting.
所以今天我要大家记得的就是这两点，永远的关系，永远的国。
And these are the two points I would like everyone to remember, the everlasting relationship and the everlasting kingdom.
永远的关系，永远的国。
A forever relationship and forever a kingdom.
如果我们的衡量标准现在是永远的话，
So if the metrics of our measurement is forever,
那现今的以色列呢，我们最多说他们依旧是属于旧约，还没有并不是这个我们所形容的新约。
Then the Israel of today, they only belong to the Old Testament and not the new one that we are talking about.
因为现今的以色列不可能是永远的国。
Because the Israel of today is not forever or eternal as described.
我们最多是说摩西的恩典呢依然存在。
We can only say that the grace that came through Moses is still present.
可是如果我们要讲新约的话，我们就要说必须是永远的国，永远的关系。
But the new covenant is there to establish an eternal relationship and kingdom.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们圣诞节的好消息。
Brothers and sisters, and this is the good news from Christmas.
因为圣经中新约里面所说的这个永远的国和永远的关系，这是耶稣基督完成的。
Because the everlasting relationship, everlasting kingdom that's described in the New Testament is accomplished by Jesus.
这才是恩上加恩。
And this is what it means that grace in place of grace already given.
是的，摩西带来了国，带来了关系。
Yes, Moses brought the nation, Moses brought the relationship.
可是耶稣带来了永远的国，永远的关系。
But Jesus has brought an everlasting kingdom and everlasting relationship.
这真是恩上加恩。
This is grace upon grace.
我们先来看这个永远的国。
Let's look at the everlasting kingdom, eternal kingdom.
我们回想一下我们今年所参考的四本这个保罗书信。
And let's remember the four epistles of Paul that we're learning this year.
其中所强调的福音呢，就是耶稣所带来的救恩。
And so the gospel, the emphasis in the gospel is the salvation that is brought through Jesus.
耶稣的死里复活战胜了罪恶，战胜了死亡。
The death and resurrection of Jesus has brought a victory over his death.
然后耶稣呢被接升天呢，如今是坐在全能父上帝的右边。
And Jesus, who has been brought to heaven, sitting on the right hand of God.
他继承了那至高的权柄。
He has received the highest power.
这才是永远的国。
And that means an eternal kingdom.
所以保罗才会这么说，他说神借着耶稣呢，救我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
So Paul says, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves.
我们在他爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
In whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣的国就是永远的国。
Brothers and sisters, the kingdom of Jesus is an eternal kingdom.
然后我们都被他迁到这个永远的国里面。
And we have been brought by him to his everlasting kingdom.
这真是恩上加恩。
And this is grace upon grace given.
所以在我们最近看的这个帖撒罗尼迦前后书里面呢，保罗就安慰这个教会，鼓励这个教会。
And so, when we were looking at the first and second Thessalonians, this year, Paul was trying to console the churches.
然后关于不管是主再来的事情啦，或者是我们到底几时能够复活的事情，我们都不用担忧。
Paul was trying to comfort them that they do not have to worry about when Jesus will be coming again, and all the persecutions that they were receiving, they were not to worry.
不管是这个大罪人是谁啦，几时来啦，我们不用怕。
And who is this evil person? And when the person will come and persecute them, we do not have to be frightened.
为什么不用担心，不用怕呢？因为我们的主耶稣基督他已经得着了这永远的果。
Why is it we don't have to be frightened? Because our Lord Jesus Christ has established the eternal kingdom.
而我们借着耶稣基督就必得着那永恒的基业。
And through Jesus Christ, we could have this for eternal inheritance.
而哥罗西书更强调，就是强调了耶稣的完全，耶稣的充足。
And the book of Colossians further emphasizes the completeness of Jesus and his fullness.
然后呢，就是要否决任何想要加添加醋的什么异端邪说，什么都不用管他们。
And further, it negates all the heresies and all the evil, all the other sayings against Jesus.
保罗就是要清楚、很清楚的表明说，只要有耶稣，我们的救恩是已经完整了，不需要加添任何的东西。
Paul clearly, reveals to them that only with Jesus the salvation is complete, and we do not need to add on any further actions or anything else.
耶稣所拥有的是天上地下完全的权柄，我们不需要补足任何的东西。
And Jesus has the power and authority over everything on earth and below.
除了这个永远的国，我觉得新约里面这个在这个新约里面呢，更加可贵的是那个永远的关系。
And besides the eternal kingdom, I feel that in the New Testament, what is most valuable is talking about the eternal relationship.
New covenant.
A new covenant.
Yeah. 然后呢，在这里呢，神要直接的向我们沟通。这个新约里面讲的就是神要向我们亲自的沟通，表明心意，来亲自来确认这个关系。
And God wanted to directly communicate and express His desire, and to establish this relationship.
他说这个律法要写在我们的心上，然后呢，他要亲自来告诉我们，他是我们的神，我们是他的子民。
The Lord says that I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and it will be their God, and they will be my people.
这个东西怎么可能？怎么实现呢？
How is this possible? How is this to be fulfilled?
答案就是靠圣灵。
The answer is through God.
在我们今年所看的这四本保罗书信里面呢，也告诉我们了耶稣是如何完成律法，甚至是超越律法。
Letters of Paul's that we have been learning this year explain how Jesus was able to complete the law and even beyond that.
保罗在加拉太书里面真的是一语惊醒梦中人。
And in the book of Galatians, Paul jolts all the sleeping people awake.
他告诉我问你们一件事情，你们受了圣灵，是因为律法还是因为信福音呢？
Paul says, I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by believing what you heard?
你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠圣灵肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？
Are you so foolish?
原来圣灵就是能够让我们直接认识神，顺服神的旨意。
And so the Holy Spirit actually is the one that allows us to come to know God directly and to obey Him.
这些也可以查考以西结书三十六章、约珥书第二章，都有记录这些。
And so the other references on this will be Ezekiel chapter 36 and Joel chapter 2.
你就发现原来圣灵就是我们的，就是要来见证说上帝真的就是我们的神。
And you realize that the Holy Spirit is here to witness that God, the Lord is our God.
保罗说圣灵就成为我们作为神的子民的印记。
Paul further says that the Holy Spirit is actually a seal.
保罗在以弗所书就说， 不要叫神的圣灵担忧， 为什么？ 因为你们原是受了他的印记， 等候救赎的日子来到。
Paul in Ephesians says, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
圣灵就是耶稣基督的灵。
And so the Holy Spirit is also the Spirit of Jesus.
所以圣灵的工作也是借着耶稣基督完成的。
And so the work of the Holy Spirit is also completed through Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，就是这就是今天圣诞节的好消息。
And so, brothers and sisters, this is the good news of Christmas.
因为耶稣，我们有永远的国；因为耶稣，我们有跟神永远的关系。
Because of Jesus, we have an eternal kingdom and we have an eternal relationship with God.
这是耶稣所完成的新约，果然恩上加恩。
And so this is the new covenant established by Jesus, and truly it is grace upon grace given.
最后我要讲的是，在耶利米书里面的意象中呢，还有最后的这样的一个形容。
And finally, Jeremiah also describes his vision as such.
他说到了那一天的时候呢，我们就根本 都不用教导我们的灵舍，不用教导我们的弟兄说，哎，你要去认识耶和华，不用讲了。
And Jeremiah says, oh, on that day, you no longer will have to teach their neighbor or say to one another, know the Lord.
你都不用讲了，为什么？因为从最小的到最大的，他们都必认识我，就是已经认识了，不用讲了。
Why is it they don't have to say, well, you know, because they will all know me.
弟兄姐妹， 在今年的圣诞节呢，我们来纪念耶稣基督道成肉身来到我们当中，真的就是要来启示，让我们认识神。Brothers
and sisters, this year's Christmas, remember Jesus, the Word becoming flesh, to reveal to us God.
耶稣基督的救赎也让我们真的罪过得以赦免。The
salvation through Jesus Christ allows our sins, allows our salvation and our sins to be forgiven.
当我们领悟这个的时候，我们就深深的体会说：“哦，太好了，这真的是恩上加恩，让我们能够真的是活在这个新的约里面。”And
when we realize this, it truly is grace that is upon grace that is given to us and establishing the new covenant.
所以我在想说，这里所形容的真的是到那一天，不用讲了，因为每个人都认识神了，借着耶稣基督认识神了。我想这就是天国的景象吧。
And I think that on the day when everyone will already know God, and I think that that's the scene I perceive in heaven.
我真的是希望说，我们都把这个意象成为我们生命中的使命。
And I hope that everyone will also share this vision to be the mission for us.
让我们把这个恩上加恩，这个美好的消息，这个天国的福音，把它传开吧。
To be able to share this good news, the gospel about grace that is given to us, and upon grace that is already given.
把这个幸福美好的生命分享给我们周围的每一个人。
And to share this blessed life with the people around us.
让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你，因为你爱我们。我们知道，因为耶稣基督来到我们当中，我们见证了什么是恩上加恩。我们要感谢赞美你。 愿你的福音继续的感动我们，鼓励我们，让我们生命改变，成为你美好的见证。这样子祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。